Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Alex Jones. We've got a very important broadcast we're launching as we speak. Yeah, primary ignition. We'll be here until 3 p.m. Central. Owen Schroyer has been doing an excellent job breaking down the fraud and also tracking the battleground races that are still ongoing. He will be in the other studio simulcasting with us in 30 minutes. Mike Lindell has assembled quite the team, and in live time the last few days has been documenting what can only be described as in-your-face fraud. That's all coming up and more, and we will also open the phones up and take your calls today. And I want to cover all the news, and I want to get into all the different facets of it. We're going to. But I also want to just talk big picture here about what we're living through and what's happening. And the paradox that's there. If the globalists tell us they want to depopulate us because we're worthless scum in their eyes, useless eaters is the technical term they use, a human scourge that needs to be culled, an infestation, a disease. And they're self-appointed to carry that out. If we don't rally to our own human cause and not let the worst people on earth take control of our destiny, as adults, we do deserve to die. And there's a very distant point for those that believe in humanity and believe in free will and believe in human empowerment, and those that don't believe in human free will and human empowerment for the average person and want to be God. We're very far apart. Except in the area of being aware of how the universe works. And it really is true in a social Darwinistic fashion that is, we present all this that's very accurate and documented, and the general public does not rally and awaken and say no and bring the perpetrators to justice, that really they've all been given ample warning and deserve what they get. And that's why the globalists target adults with deadly shots and assisted suicide and all the rest of it, because metaphysically, in the natural law of the universe, if you can get somebody to hurt themselves out of their free will, even if you pretty much trick them, you still got to give them a hint, then it doesn't come back on you metaphysically as bad. So they're definitely involved in a spiritual alchemy, and they understand the laws of the universe. But when they cross the Rubicon of trying to euthanize children, trying to sterilize children, trying to wreck the brains of children, It commits an interdimensional crime that God will not put up with and will destroy us. And the other team we're fighting knows that, and that's why they try to get us to go along and sanction the killing of children, whether it be abortion or assisted suicide or transgenderism as a form of genetic suicide for the people that actually get sterilized. And so They're trying to get us to lower our shields, ourselves, so they can really have their way with us. We'll talk about it when we come back. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We know from scientific exit polls around the country that even CNN predicted an absolute total bloodbath for the Democrats, but magically, despite there was much higher Republican turnout than Democrats, they have effectively blocked the red tsunami. And Joe Biden's been stumbling around on a disgusting celebratory victory lap, spewing lies. Depending on the poll, between 70 and 87% of Americans blame Joe Biden and the Democrats for inflation and the country collapsing, and were saying they were going to vote Republican, but it just didn't happen because the machines in all the key districts, in all the key states, just magically went out in the key Republican districts, and then their ballots had to get sent off to a central special place to be counted. And all the same, handing out the black Sharpies in Republican districts so those votes wouldn't be counted, just done all over the damn country. We got Mike Lindell joining us in the second hour. He's always done a great job fighting, but he's knocks it out of the park this time with the analysis and more. And hell, we should get Pete Santilli on. I was watching them yesterday and today. Got a lot of their stuff up on InfoWars.com, doing a great job laying all this out. Owen Schroyer joins us at the bottom of the hour to look at the aftermath, the fraud evidence, and then the battleground states of Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, and Colorado. There's a lot of ongoing races that we're going to be looking at very, very closely. I also want to take a lot of calls today and pull back and look at the big picture, what we're really dealing with here, and how this is the same formula of control all over the world where voting is still allowed. But let's play a few of these clips. Here's Biden saying the overwhelming majority of American people support his economic agenda, though every poll, even New York Times polls, even polls the Democrats have commissioned, show absolute disgust. But he says you love it and you just voted for more of it. Here it is.
You don't have to read him anymore. I hope you are uncertain as well. But overwhelming majority of American people support the elements of my economic agenda. From rebuilding America's roads and bridges to lowering prescription drug costs to historic investment in tackling the climate crisis to making sure that large corporations begin to pay their fair share in tax.
Biden just goes on and on and on. There's so many of these clips. Also, there's a really important clip I want to play here in a moment, but I'm going to play it right now. A reporter sycophantically, like she's a commissar in Soviet Russia or a Maoist under Mao in China. And she's like, oh, is Musk a national security problem? Are you going to investigate him? Should he be looked into buying Twitter? You know, maybe he's a Ruski too. And Biden very creepily starts smacking his lips and saying, yes, we should look into it. Here it is.
Musk is a threat to U.S. national security, and should the U.S. and with the tools you have investigate his joint acquisition of Twitter with foreign governments, which include the Saudis?
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. But that's all I'll say.
Now, I want to go to a clip here of the president of El Salvador visiting Tucker Carlson, talking about looking at what's happening to America and coming to the conclusion that this is all being done by design. Well, the globalists say they're destroying the country by design. They're shutting down the pipelines, the coal power plants, the borders. They're just annihilating us. And it's all a big joke to them. I mean, they have Jimmy Kimmel making jokes about fentanyl deaths. This is a pro-death, pro-tyranny cult. And then, speaking of Biden, there's a clip of him being asked about Hunter Biden by a non-sycophantic reporter. And he just laughs at it. He says, good luck, because he knows he controls the Justice Department, or his boss is, like Obama and others above him do. And so these are arrogant, entitled criminals who just stole another election. All they do is lie on every issue, on the economy, on COVID, on the borders, just all of it, on Ukraine. But before we go to that clip, here is the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele Ortiz. Here he is with Tucker Carlson. And the term he uses is the name of my first film. And I was trying to make a documentary about the UN world government takeover and the plan to destroy society, the family, our culture, have forced medical tyranny, forced injections. It's all in my first film, 2 hours long, America Destroyed by Design. It's still free online. You can still find it. And it's titled America Destroyed by Design. And here he is using that term.
The demise of the U.S. has to come from within. Right? The enemies have to be inside. Not really outside. No external enemy can cause so much damage as internal. It's an internal operation. You're watching internal operations here. You can see them in cities that were pristinely beautiful 30 years ago are wastelands right now. You will see people. I mean, I'm from El Salvador, a third world country in Central America, and myself, I can see cities here and say, I want to live here. So that would be unthinkable 2 decades ago, totally unthinkable. But a Salvadoran wouldn't want to live in a U.S. city, in a U.S. main city. I mean, Los Angeles,
New York,
Francisco,
Chicago, yeah.
Well, Philadelphia, Baltimore. When you look how the cities are eroding so fast, this has to be by design. I mean, who would make so many stupid decisions? Like, okay, we're gonna give you money for drugs. But really, they're doing that. In some cities, they're giving people drugs. I mean, they're literally giving people drugs in some U.S. cities. Or they say, okay, we're going to give you money if you don't work. Or we're going to, they make all of these laws that make no sense. Or if they have a high crime, okay, I have a solution. Let's defund the police, right? They make this analysis here. And yeah, you see all these campaigns, defund the police. You will see these campaigns of, let's allow shoplifting up to this amount. They make these decisions openly. I mean, it's not even a secret. They make it. They make them openly. And we all know what would be the consequence of it,
which is the takedown and the total collapse of the Western world, which is their admitted plan. The government is not run by us in most areas. It's at war with us. And you can cross from one town to another, Republican run to Democrat run, and yet you leave a clean, nice, healthy place, and you enter a hellhole by design. In fact, there's examples of this. I meant to send some of our reporters up to cover because I was up visiting some friends in Round Rock in Williamson County last week. And as you drive under the bridge, there's the county line for Travis County and Williamson County. And there's all the homelessness and garbage and crime and crack dealers right here. And you cross right on the line, it's all clean because the police don't have their hands tied. And again, it's the Cloud and Piven strategy, America destroyed by design. And the longer this goes, the worse it's going to get until things completely collapse. Then they're going to roll out the national ID cards, the implantable chips. It's all been announced. And you're going to have to do everything they say or they're going to put you in a death camp. Now, when the party's over, folks, there'll be no more getting free stuff, none of that. It's going to be high-tech compact cities, death camps, combat robots, and they're just going to snap their fingers and turn the 5G on, and you'll all start dying of cancer within months.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Listeners that are tuning in to the Alex Jones Show to understand something. When I talk about things on air, I'm deadly, deadly serious about it. So when we just went to break and I said, this is what's going to happen if they execute the next phase of their plan, and they're going to start turning 5G on, and people that live close to it are going to die in a matter of months from cancer, we actually have the studies, okay, going back with the other previous forms being used for quote communications. And what's important to understand is all of these platforms are multi-use. You can modulate 5G and these other systems, and they're good for communications, and they still have major cancer-causing effects. That is an admitted fact. We've interviewed countless engineers. It's in all the major studies. You can pull up Wired magazine 5 years ago, big studies. 5G does cause even more cancer than the previous generations of it. And now the Chi-Coms are having 6th and 7th G coming out to run the robot cars, to control the robots on record, to track everything you do. But they can also then modulate them differently, and it's a pre-programmed system, centralized, where they can have even higher rates of medical problems, deoxification in the lungs, burning of the skin. Just because you can't see the waves coming off doesn't mean they're not there. They are, and we all know this. So when I talk about these issues of incrementally hitting you from dozens of different angles with different soft kill weapons, show that there's lots of different symptoms, lots of different illnesses, lots of different forms of death, but the life expectancy everywhere these systems go in is plunging. The IQs are plunging. The cognitive ability is plunging. The neurological disorders are exploding. And the heart problems and cardiovascular problems. You see, the body's electrochemical. All your nerves, all your cells are electrochemical. But the heart particularly and the brain are extremely electrochemical. The heart is like a big powered battery full of nerves. And there's study after study that these electromagnetic waves jack with your heart. And in studies with mice, they can change the oscillations that aren't as good for communication, but that will fry you even faster. So when I'm talking about this, you have to understand, this kill grid's going in. They didn't just hit us with the COVID-19 out of the lab and then roll out a deadly shot that, whether it's the virus vector injections of J&J and AstraZeneca, or whether it's the mRNA gene therapy of Pfizer and Moderna, by the way, it's the exact same shot. It's just Moderna's three times stronger. It's all the Defense Department made. Then they cheap dipped it out in China to claim that's where it came from. It's all come out in 2 hours with Dr. Peter McCullough on it last Saturday. They are then able to test and gauge the public and see if you wake up and see if you get upset and see if they can normalize a 40%+ death rate in every Western country previous to any other year. Not COVID-related. They're testing to see if you wake up, if you get organized, if you say no. And if you don't notice what's happening to you in the stunned condition you're in, then they up it even more. And they see us as a human scourge. And let me explain why the globalists are so confident. We just played a clip of the very populist patriot president of El Salvador with Tucker Carlson, saying this is America being destroyed by design. Now, how does he know that? Well, if you look at Latin America until the 1960s, until the IMF and World Bank funded leftist revolutions down there, half of the countries in Latin America had a standard of living close to the U.S. Another 20 or so percent were on par, and about 30% of Latin America had a higher standard of living than we do. Beautiful cities, beautiful farms in rural areas, very low crime. But culturally, they had the same thing done to them that's been done to us. And it was easy because people moved off the farms the last 100 years. They had kids, and people also got disconnected from reality and got decadent. So that allowed the globals to come in and inflate their currencies and create the social systems that produced this poison. So when you look at the IMF and World Bank, they're just front groups for large private central banks, but also on the private Federal Reserve, and you see them with Build Back Better and collapsing our economy and shipping in drugs and all of this, you think, man, that's crazy to do that and giving us poison shots. You got to understand that in Central Asia and Southeast Asia and all of the Pacific and all over Africa particularly and all over poor areas of Eastern Europe and all over Latin America and in Native American reservations here in the U.S. and Canada, it's a big scandal in Canada, since the 30s, they've been giving indigenous populations so-called vaccines that had cancer viruses in them. They had that since the 40s. And sterilant hormones to cause an autoimmune response since the 60s. And there's official UN programs admitting they did this. So they've already tested it in other countries, cutting off resources, starting civil wars, poisoning people, doing all this. And now they're taking everything they've learned, this is important, to the Western world. Because the Western world is only about 15% of the world population. Some numbers about 13. You count China quasi-industrial, you now you're talking about 35% of the world population. But the West is less than 15%. And the globalists say people have air conditioning, they have cars. Remember Obama went to Africa right before he left office 7 years ago and said, you can't have cars or air conditioning. Went to Latin America and told them that speech. We played it many times. Well, they look at the West, and the globalists see us as using their resources. They own us, they believe. They've taken control through fraud. And they say, well, we've already been attacking the third world for a long time. Now it's time to make sure no one has anywhere to run, and there's no example of freedom and liberty and upward mobility and consumerism that they've used to control us, but just the idea of consumerism, your ability to buy and go and travel and do what you want, your lifestyle. This authoritarian model's coming in. So they have to get rid of the West so it's not an example to aspire to. So they've already gotten away with all this beta testing, mass murder and control in police states all over the world. China's their biggest project. Testing it for the rest of the world, they admit that at the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group and the Club of Rome and all these other New World Order organizations like the WEF. It's all the same people, same organizations. So they have a really out-of-control, long-term strategic operation that's now going from being cloaked to uncloaked, and it really does intend to incrementally, slowly kill everybody. But you notice now, it starts slow, but it starts accelerating over time. And so now we're moving pretty quick. And in 5 years, we'll be going 10 times faster. But this is the reality. They stated there's too many people. They say they want to kill you. And they then say, hey, look, you're dumb. You don't care. We're going to kill you. I think Global is trying to get me to go over their side. They say, Jones, you're not going to stop us. You should just join us. The public needs to go. Now, do you really want to go, folks?
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you tuned in to this Thursday broadcast to hear about the election and what's happening there. We're going to be covering that most of the balance of the broadcast today. I just wanted to pull back and talk big picture here about why they're destroying not just America, but every once free nation of the world. And it's for total, absolute control. So there's no independent pockets of wealth. And so that no one is self-sufficient in any way. when they release far more powerful bioweapons and electromagnetic weapons in the very near future. We are living under an organized nanotech biological warfare operation, implanting the public with self-replicating protein crystals based on the spike protein, where your body manufactures a system to kill you. And it's mainstream news, sudden death syndrome, 40%+ death rate above any other rate bigger. We have higher death rates per capita than World War I and World War II, Vietnam combined. They are killing us, and it's in all the countries that took the shots. It is a fact that they did this. It is a fact that if they're not brought to justice, they're going to do it more. It's a fact that the groups that say there's too many of us are running the operation. I'm done talking about that now, but later we've got more info on it, and we're also going to be opening the phones up. But this is a very, very serious time to be alive. Now, Owen Schroyer has done an excellent job with the rest of the team tracking the election. He's about to look at some of the evidence coming in, amounting of fraud. Mike Lindell joins us next hour to get into bombshell information on that front. But Owen's first going to look at the states where the fight is ongoing. Republicans destroy the Democrats in popular vote. The GOP margin of victory was more than 6% nationwide. Total of 95,786,183 votes. 50,103,444 Republican. 44,243,277 Democrat. With Mike Lindell coming up, we're going to look at the official tally numbers coming in that show every time Herschel Walker or Kerry Lake or Oz or anybody got in the lead, at the exact point of the lead, boom, a perfect straight line explosion, putting them way over the lead. But in one case in Pennsylvania, they added more votes than even existed in those counties and districts and precincts, and so they even brought it down, but then back up. Unprecedented stuff. Mike Lindell's going to be covering that as well. We're going to be looking at every angle on it. Owen Schroyer, give us the latest.
Ah, Alex, the old vote Viagra for Raphael Warnock. Boy, that's a trick they love to use. The two states we're still watching, Nevada, Arizona. Let's start in Arizona. Now, what's going on in Maricopa County at this point is just ridiculous. That's the greater Phoenix area. Really, the entire state, it's ridiculous, but it's whatever the problems are in Maricopa County that we're going to be talking about and we're going to be watching very closely. The lead for Hobbs, obviously, in Maricopa County is where the big gap is, about 50,000. In the entire state, Lake is only behind by just under 15,000. Now, the Lake campaign believes that the districts and the areas where the votes are still coming in are in the more conservative areas of Maricopa County. So we're talking about outside of the Phoenix area. And they do believe they're going to be getting 60% or even higher percentages of those votes. That's why they're still confident at the Lake campaign. Even the Masters campaign, who is a lot farther behind than the Lake campaign by about 100,000, if you guys want to switch to the Senate now, you'll see that that one is a lot bigger of a margin for the Republicans to overcome. And in fact, I actually think that Kelly is probably going to end up keeping his seat there with Masters just barely coming up short. We'll talk about the issues, if people trust that or not, when we come to that point. But when you go back to the governor's race, this is the amazing thing about what's going on right now in Arizona, specifically in this governor's race. Everyone across the country, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or a Libertarian or whatever, has to admit what's going on in Maricopa County and what's going on in the state of Arizona has been an absolute disaster. How is it Florida does so well after a hurricane and Arizona can't figure out its stuff? How do entire countries do so well in a day of voting in person like France and Arizona can't figure their stuff out? What is going on in Arizona? So the Lake campaign, essentially, imagine if we had a re-election tomorrow. Imagine they say, oh, the governor's race, too much shenanigans, we're going to have a re-race. Well, now you go up and you say, do you think that Arizona's elections were held well? Do you think Arizona's elections did good in the midterms? And, of course, everybody's going to say no. And you're going to say, do you know who was running them? Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs is running the elections in the state of Arizona. Oh, and she just so happens to be on the ticket for governor. How convenient is that? This is so ludicrous. It's stunning that we're actually in this position, Alex. It's like, how was this not raised? How did we not see this coming? But I guess we did. I guess we did. And I guess we'll be watching to see what comes after this. So we're continuing to monitor this. They're going to have to get probably 100,000 vote advantage the rest of the way, I think, in Maricopa County for Hobbs to win it, specifically rather in Phoenix. I don't know if they're going to get it. Again, the late campaign believes that the ballots coming in are going to be 60% for them because they're in conservative areas. But hey, who knows when they're coming in? Who knows who's voting, whose ballots they are? Nobody knows. In fact, there was an airplane. There was an unmarked airplane flying around Maricopa County. It was a joke on the internet. It was just a story about a site that follows aircraft news. There was an unmarked airplane flying around Maricopa County. The big joke was they were waiting for 3 a.m. to drop off ballots for Hobbs. Maybe it wasn't a joke. Maybe it's still in flight, just slowly dropping them off. But hey, let's jump to Nevada because this is the big one. I don't know why Nevada hasn't been called for Laxalt yet. And I don't understand what's going on here either. Now, what we were watching, Alex, was the Las Vegas area. Clark County is where we've been watching. That's where we were concerned there was going to be maybe some shenanigans and some voter fraud. But the Democrats really not doing as well as they would have hoped to in Clark County. As you can see, just about 30,000 votes separate Masto and Laxalt there. So that's not a bad number for Republicans. But here's what happened overnight if we zoom back out. Overnight, here we are in Reno and Washoe County, and now all of a sudden that flipped to blue. This was red the entire time. It's been red the entire race. And then magically last night, it becomes blue. So now we're going to be watching this to see what kind of margins we have there. This might have been the area that we weren't expecting the Democrats to try to pull some shenanigans. But Laxalt still ahead by about 15,000 votes, 83% of the vote in. So now, Alex, it's a matter of what are we going to witness between today and tomorrow and then over the weekend? How much crap are we going to put up with in these races? Are we going to believe it if Masto comes back and beats Laxalt with amazing final drops in Reno and Las Vegas? Are we just going to take that? Because here's what it looks like is going to happen. Laxalt is going to take Nevada. That gives Republicans 50 seats. Kelly is going to take Arizona. That gives the Democrats 49 seats. And now you have a runoff for the Senate, essentially, in Georgia between Warnock and Walker, which is going to be a complete and total bloodbath. But it looks like that's where we're going at this point, Alex. Now, there's a couple other races we're watching. Lauren Boebert's race, a House race in Colorado, has been pretty odd. She was actually behind most of the race and has, I think just recently, I don't know the latest numbers, but may have actually pulled ahead.
Hold on, stay there, Owen. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with those latest numbers and more, and then look at the evidence of fraud. Then Mike Lindell's coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Tucker Carlson took it to the next level a few nights ago on the eve of the election. He said they have to steal the election. We know they're stealing elections. We know they're lying frauds. And just like any other country that goes communist, they never let it go back peacefully. And that's why they keep saying, don't be violent, don't be violent. Not because we're going to be violent, but because they intend to get violent with their political opposition. That is such an important 18-minute monologue he did, and I'm tempted to just play the whole thing here today, but we are in a lot of trouble. We have to admit that, but fighting back's the way to go. This is only going to wake more people up if they've done this. It's only going to energize folks that much more to understand how much tyranny we're under, because you don't have polls of 70 to 80-plus percent not liking Democrats and Biden and blaming him, and all the polls, exit polls, showing Republican mega realignment tsunami, and then the opposite happens. And just these numbers with Mike Lindell, and these aren't just from Mike. Mike's a great guy. We went and looked them up ourselves from the federal database as it released the graphs. And all over the country, just like we saw in Michigan and Pennsylvania before 2 years ago, right when Trump goes ahead, boom, magically, it just shoots up straight line above them, and the same thing's been done over and over again, except they screwed up in Pennsylvania. They gave 90-plus thousand votes to Fetterman in just 1 second and then had to pull that back down because it was just too ridiculous. So, Owen Schroyer, please continue analyzing the latest developments and give us your analysis on where you think this is going. You know, look, I think they stole the runoff 2 years ago in Georgia. And so notice, as you predicted Tuesday night, long before the numbers were clear and it still looked like Republicans were winning in a landslide, you said, I think they're running the exact same playbook of 2 years ago. And it turns out all the same anomalies, all the same problems, everything shaking out down to the runoff in Georgia, deciding it all. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, the Democrats are predictable, communists are predictable, and when criminals don't get held accountable for their crimes, they're going to repeat the crime. Let me just break this news right now. This has just happened. Lauren Boebert has indeed flipped her race and is now in the lead for Colorado's 3rd District. This has been in the Democrat advantage since election night. It has just flipped. It's been neck and neck. Obviously, Lauren Boebert, a strong Republican.
And she's only, what, about 300 votes ahead.
Yeah, so that one is continuing. But it looks like with this flip and the vote trends coming in now, I think it's safe to say that Boebert should retain her seat. But we'll obviously be watching that. But, Alex, exactly. Everything we saw in 2020, maybe to a lesser degree, obviously, with less at stake without the presidential election going on, but everything we saw in 2020 repeated in a lot of ways of what we saw in 2022. The one different thing that they did was instead of doing all of the ballot drops, 300,000 here, 200,000 there in the 5 states that they stole from Trump at 3:30 in the morning, they did some in the middle of the day. They did some in the morning. And so I think that they were hoping that would kind of mitigate their strategy. And another trend that I noticed was they're not really showing you the line graphs anymore. Usually they have the line graphs everywhere, on the mainstream news, on the internet tabulators and everything. They don't really like us seeing those line graphs anymore because obviously it was used against them with the questions of voter fraud in 2020, where again, we call it the vote Viagra, where it's just, okay, normal trends, votes going up, and then a straight line for Biden in 5 different states. So I know you're going to be covering that at length with Mike Lindell. So I'll pull back from that. And I want to talk about 2 of the big stories that we're seeing. Well, really 3 of the stories that we're seeing here, Alex, and that's libertarians' role in elections, what is going on in inner cities, and the Democrats bragging about young voters. While that is a story, I think the bigger story is actually with Latino voters. So let me start there, Alex, because this will lead into the question of what goes on in inner cities. The Democrats are really pleased with themselves. They got the young people to turn out to vote today. And you can see that when you look at these graphs and you go into cities like Madison, Wisconsin, where you have big college populations, or even Austin, Texas, where they didn't do so well. But you look at these areas kind of outside of the bigger cities, but they have their little college towns where they can get about 50,000 of the young voters to show up, they hope, and vote Democrat. And they did. And they had early polling at colleges. The Democrats all campaigned at colleges. It was a strategy that did go well for them. But all things considered, young people already tend to vote liberal Democrat. That's not necessarily such a big news story. I think the real story is now what you have is the people in college now have never been as radicalized and propagandized by the leftist propaganda that are now voting for the first time. That might be the story there. Nonetheless, everybody knows the older you get, the more life experience you get, the more you tend to vote Republican. So who knows how much of that they'll retain. But the Latino voter is another story, Alex. These are adults. These are people with families. These are people with kids. These are people invested in the American dream. They're now voting Republican and now overall as a demographic, I would say, showing up to the polls as conservatives. And so this is really the story that I'm seeing. This is why Texas had such a strong showing. This is why Florida had such a strong showing. And I think this is about to bleed out. For some reason, in Arizona, Republicans don't do well at the border. I think that can change as the Latino vote starts to bleed out of Florida, bleed out of Texas, and people start to realize, hey, wait a second, maybe these Democrats have never been in our best favor. And they're going to realize most of the candidates that run as Democrats in border towns are actually Republicans. They just can't run as Republicans because they know they won't get any money and they know they won't have a chance. So I think that's the real story here. And now, if you look at this, okay, because here's the other story that Republicans need to be asking themselves, Alex, and I can go up on the map here. We can go into Denver, we can go into Chicago, we can go into New York City, we can go into Philadelphia, and you guys can just pull all these cities up in the back, and you're going to find out Democrats are getting 80, 70, 90% of the votes in some of these inner cities. That is a serious story that begs a lot of questions. But why didn't Miami go Democrat? Why didn't Miami have 80%, 70% for Democrats? Because Miami is a largely Latino Hispanic community, Alex, and it went Republican. I think this also speaks to how great DeSantis' leadership is, but let's just draw back from that for a second. The Trump-DeSantis debate is obviously going to be raging. I think what you see here is Miami, with a strong Latino vote showing up for Republican, flipping a major city that obviously favors Democrats. Now, that people might also argue Ron DeSantis did a great job getting the voter rolls cleaned up, making sure they ran a good, clean election in Florida. So that argument can be made, too. But why isn't the Republican Party asking the question of how Democrats get 70 and 80% in these cities? So, guys, you can pull up Chicago, pull up New York, pull up Philadelphia, whatever you guys want on the map here. But you'll see, I mean, you go to Chicago here, Alex. I mean, these numbers are out of control. 73% for the Democrat Duckworth. And this trend repeats itself. It's even worse in New York City. Democrats are getting 90% of the vote in New York City, which, by the way, I think that it's time for the New York upper state body to separate from the island and New York City. These numbers are so ridiculous. The splits there are so ridiculous. It needs to be a serious conversation. But let's not talk about that now. So are Republicans that pathetic that they can't even get into the cities and even make these things contestable? Like, they can't even draw Democrats down to getting like 60% instead of 70, 80% so that they can help their Senate candidates, so that they can help their governor candidates? Is there just no interest there? Isn't there not even going to be a question of voter fraud? Are we not even going to raise the question? How do Democrats get 90%, 80%, 70% in all these cities?
I would stay there. We're going to come back in 5 minutes with you, and then Mike Lindell's coming on to go over what he calls the crime spikes and Crime Watch Live and all the rest of it. He's been on, particularly on fire lately, and so have you. We're going to come right back to you in a moment. Please remember, listeners, this is an avant-garde, cutting-edge broadcast that the enemy's trying to shut down. You cannot engage in a more revolutionary act against tyranny than spreading the word about InfoWars.com, the live shows, the videos, the articles, and buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. It is one of the most important places to do your shopping. Do your Christmas shopping early. Best sales of the year are going right now. Don't fight the crowds. Christmas is only like a month and change out, ladies and gentlemen. Please do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the biggest sale of the year. We have Black Friday comes early. All of our best-selling products, 40 to 50% off with promo code 1776, an additional 10% off. That's up to 60% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, on our super high-quality organic multivitamin that's been on a stock, finally back in stock, on all the great products like DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139 and get a copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, either signed or unsigned. I want to thank you all for your support, but take action now. It's a great Christmas gift, The War for the World, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.